If you're about to get engaged or ready to walk down the aisle, your true love deserves a true jeweler, the Diamond Seller. As a true jeweler, we not only have designer collections to meet your bridal needs, but we also have talented in-house designers who can create something truly one of a kind. Visit the Diamond Seller today.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right. Welcome in, medical fans. I don't even know why I said that. That's a dumb way to start a show. It's a good Saturday here. It's great to have everyone. And we've been doing this all summer long to try to get you guys out there in Columbus to listen to your body. Take care of yourselves. If something doesn't feel right, call your doctor. Maybe you might wind up having to see a urologist. And we've talked to a bunch of good ones here on Men's Health Matters in the past 6-7 weeks or so. And for another week, for another episode, I've got my man, Dr. Abhi Patel. He's one of my favorite urologists now, other than your colleague, Dr. Greg Lowe and Dr. Lawrence Jenkins. You're my three favorites. Let's just keep it quiet. You're my favorite right now. So if those guys are listening, they got to come back and maybe step the game up.
There you go. I'll take it.
To where Dr. Patel is. How was your week, man?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Excited to be here again. So thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know, we like to start off these shows by just getting to know who you are a little bit more. We talked last week just about your path and becoming a doctor. The quick recap there, you were, let's see if I remember that right, St. Louis University, Billiken.
All right. Good start.
Your undergrad.
Good start.
So you're a St. Louis kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, toasted raviolis? You big on those?
They're good. Yeah.
You got a good Italian section, right?
For food there. There is, yeah.
Like a Little Italy or something.
Yeah,
the hill.
Yeah, yeah. Good memory. Yeah.
Well, that's what I try to do right here. Yeah. St. Louis Blues, St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah.
I mean, sports, big in that town, obviously. They like the Cardinals even more than the Blues, and the Blues were in a Stanley Cup run there. So that's how big of a baseball town that is. And you got Mark McGwire and, you know, even... You know, Mark McGwire loved to do steroids, but either way, he was great at mashing home runs.
Would not advise that, but yeah.
No, I would advise against that. It's illegal, and you cheated the game. And he would just say that he didn't do it, though. So you went from St. Louis, you went to Mizzou.
I did.
And then you went to Ohio State, the Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
How many years with the Buckeyes here?
5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did a fellowship at the University of Virginia.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Charlottesville, Virginia. My sister went to UVA.
Oh, it's a great school.
Man.
Yeah, love
how'd you get? How'd you get in there? You couldn't get into UVA.
Well, there's, you know, back doors, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. Virginia is great.
Yeah.
How, you being an outdoors guy,
oh, yeah.
You must have loved Charlottesville, just the whole scene and the vibe there.
The Blue Ridge Mountains are gorgeous.
I mean, yeah.
And, you know, the whole wine country, Monticello. Yeah, it's a great area of the world over there.
What was your favorite thing to do? Like, how far out would you travel from Charlottesville?
You know, to be honest, I picked up flying there, so I got my pilot's license when I was in Charlottesville. And so one of my favorite things
to do.
Yeah. So summer nights, you know, just get on the plane, kind of fly over the Blue Ridge Mountains. I mean, nothing else like it. It's beautiful.
I did. You're a pilot. I'm a pilot. God, we're just so, you're a doctor. I'm a doctor. I mean, I could be. I just have to go to school a little bit and then I'll be just like you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I did one class as my wife got me a gift. I think she knew I might have an interest in it. I seriously was like, I almost got the bug.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it probably was like you, where you did it the first time and you're like, wow, like, this seems like a insanely cool hobby. Like, how neat would it be for me to just go, even if I don't own one, just get in a little club or something.
Yeah.
Gassed up, just grab it and go for, if you can, once you pass all your tests, to be able to fly alone.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you done that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I got my license, but it takes a lot of work. It's actually 6-7 months of, you know, hard commitment. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what
did
I
noticed.
Did you
noticed. Chicken out? You chicken out, didn't you?
I didn't chicken out. It's just, I understand that's going to be a long road, and I want to make sure I'm at a point in my life where I can do that.
Yeah, it is.
Know?
It's a huge commitment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
it's a big commitment.
Yeah.
But, man, you sound like you have some fantastic, I don't know if I've come across a guy that has more hobbies than you do.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to be outdoors and just kind of see the world, you know, check things out. So, and that's part of it. Yeah.
Do you have a back to the piloting thing? You fly out of the Don Scott?
Ohio State Airport, yeah. So most of my flying has been around Virginia. But so I'm trying to get my license where I can fly, you know, in the when it's cloudy outside, kind of IFR is called. Yeah. So it's more training. So it's kind of like medicine, it never ends. You know, there's always more certifications and training to do.
What was it like the first time you flew without the instructor?
Oh my God, I was scared. Yeah, I was like, as soon as I got off the ground, I'm like, all right, how do I get this thing back down? How do I turn around and land again? It's the scariest things I've done, hands down.
Did you think you were gonna die?
I thought I was gonna kill myself and some people around me.
So that's dying.
Yeah. I mean, it was scarier than surgery for sure.
Oh my God, are you on? You're on the headset with someone.
Yeah.
No doubt, right?
Yeah.
The first time you do that, there's going to be someone on the other end of the phone or on the line like, okay, yeah, landing gear. Well, it's a Cessna. Don't worry about that. The wheels are there.
Yeah.
Remember the stick thing? Just be real gentle with it. Just move it on down.
Yeah.
Just keep the thing plain. Don't, like, put the propeller into the pavement. That will be bad. You'll crash.
Well, those are the basic points. I think you're, you know, on a good start. Yeah.
I should be an instructor right there. It's really just someone to calm you down. You knew the information. It's just the oh my God.
Yeah, it's just
me.
It's just the fear of there's no safety, there's no backup, there's no one to see next to you. It's just you and the plane. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we're talking with Dr. Abhi Patel. We had him all last week here on Men's Health Matters. He's a urologist with the Ohio Health Physicians Group. So we've been hearing some urologists from that same group for a while now for many of these episodes. You specialize in all the things that a urologist typically would, correct?
I do, yeah. So I do, you know, kidney stones and prostate issues and things like that. And I kind of specialize in the men's health side of things. So, you know, erectile dysfunction, trouble with prostate, fertility issues, things of the sort.
What do you remember talking about last episode? I know it was a whole week ago.
That's right. Well, I had a whole week of patients in between. So, you know, any of the above topics. But I think we started off talking about the prostate a bit, you know, why it grows, you know, what it does, things of that sort.
You had the donut analogy. What was the donut analogy?
I still don't
again?
See any donuts. I thought you promised me some donuts.
Again, I'm a terrible host.
Yeah, I know. Slacking off, man.
I don't know. I got to get my priorities. I get a nice guest that comes in here, and I don't even have donuts. He made the prostate donut analogy, and I didn't remember.
That's all right. You're still a good guy, so we'll forgive you.
Yeah, but you said something. You like to tell your patients that one.
It's yeah.
Just, so you guys have all these tricks to help people understand.
It is. It's complicated, and you know, you need a way to visualize things. So
yeah.
What I was saying basically is the prostate is like a donut, where the hole in the middle is where you pee from. And so as we get older, the prostate gets bigger, the donut gets bigger, the hole in the middle gets smaller and smaller, and the bladder kind of has to work extra hard to squeeze the urine past that hole. So what that means is that it just, for us guys, as we get older and prostate gets bigger, it means getting up at nighttime more often. It means, you know, the flow isn't as good as it was before.
Right, yeah.
So
all these things that, and again, like we also talked about last week, but just a refresher, It starts out like it just sounds like it's annoying, you know? It sounds like a hindrance to your life and having to wake up in the middle of the night, but it's not, it might not just be that. These are things that you have to have addressed. So if this is happening to you, you're listening to the radio here on a Saturday morning on 1460 ESPN, you need to call somebody if that's happening to you, because that could get out of control in a hurry.
Absolutely. See your family doctor, see your urologist, you know, talk to anyone about that. And they can kind of point you in the right direction if they're not, you know, used to treating it. So, yeah.
So we kind of got to know you a little bit. We kind of went over what we briefly talked about last week. It's still Men's Health Month. It's still June. And I know that's really important to you, because aside from most doctors that I have talked to or known, you don't just see patients. There's pro bono work that goes on. And you guys are like, many of you are involved in different foundations or just like to offer your expertise in ways that you can. So when it's a month like that and there's all these initiatives and making people aware, spreading awareness, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it just means that, you know, the problems that you've been having and you've been putting off, it's just to know that there's a lot of men just like you out there who are going through the same exact thing. And, you know, it's time to just talk to your doctor about it. It's simple as that. You know, it can be scary. It can be embarrassing, especially if it's a personal problem. But, just bring it up. That's what that means.
You don't have to be afraid.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. No, we're happy to help you. That's what makes us tick. So,
and you can tell, I mean, hopefully by having a guy like you on the show, people can hear how easy you are to talk to. You're a guy that has interests like we do. I'm trying to make you a bigger sports fan. That's my mission by the time we're done with this, because that's my world. That's what I do. But I got other interests, too. It doesn't just stop at sports for me. You mentioned being a pilot. I think that's awesome. And you're like an extreme sports guy, too. And the thing about you is you're like, well, I don't watch a lot because I like to do.
Yeah.
I'm not a watcher. I'm a doer. That's the thing.
I like getting
that's
out
there. That's good. And look, that's like it with a lot of us. Like, I love to play golf more than I love to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love to watch it.
Yeah.
But 10 times out of 10, if somebody invites me to a nice course, I'm going to play.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, you get the itch when you sit still. You know, it's just you got to do something with your hands and feet. Yeah.
I just thought of something. If I got to play Augusta National one time, I would never watch the tournament for the rest of my life. If I was offered that deal.
Yeah.
Play it once, but you could never watch it ever again on TV.
Yeah.
Or go to it. Ooh. I think I'd still play. I'd play once, because it's a course you can't play.
Would you play with millions of people watching you and seeing how terrible you are?
So you're saying like I would get in a tournament as a sponsors as like a sponsorship exemption?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd do it. Sign me up. You're saying I'd like automatically get to make the cut and play all four rounds?
Just skip to the end, yeah.
I guess in my deal it was just playing one round. Oh, so I'd just get the Thursday and then they'd kick me out.
I would come watch you. There you go.
You'd make the trip.
I'd be out there supporting you.
You'd make the trip to Augusta to watch me fulfill that fantasy. But we're going to talk about some other things as we continue on here. By the way, this episode for our Men's Health Matters campaign is one of the many that we're going to have on 1460 AM. Join us every Saturday morning at 7:30 right here to listen to each episode featuring local physicians discussing a variety of men's health topics, or go to 971thefan.com. Find all the episodes stored in one place. Again, just go to 971thefan.com, click other shows, and access the past episodes. So very quickly, as we push it to the next segment, we had the introduction to BPH, what that is, what is BPH, real quick.
Yeah.
We say the acronym, and then we'll go back to calling it BPH. briefly.
It stands for benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH. It just means, you know, the prostate is getting bigger. It's just a fancy term for it.
And we talked about this one treatment option called Rezum. And that's Rezum, if you're looking that up. Rezum, one of the treatment options. We'll kind of, little intro, we'll kind of get into more of that here next.
Yeah, so it's a procedure, it's an effective new procedure that utilizes water vapor. So it's pretty natural to help shrink the prostate and kind of help out with the BPH, you know, symptoms that we've been talking about. So
water vapor. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm intrigued. I have no idea how that works. I don't even have a mental picture right now. So maybe you'll try to give me one of those. We're going to have much more with Dr. Abby Patel as we continue on this Saturday morning. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
Did you know that diabetes, heart disease, and prostate cancer procedures can contribute to erectile dysfunction? Many men aren't aware of this or of all the treatment options that a board-certified urologist can offer. Understand your options and learn where you can find an ED specialist in Central Ohio to help. Visit edcure.org to get the facts and find a urologist who can offer treatment options that work when pills and injections don't. Again, that's edcure.org, sponsored by Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, as we are rolling along on a nice little Saturday morning, I love Saturday mornings. Come in and do this, get a little cup of coffee, gets me out of bed a little bit earlier than I usually do on Saturday, but I got my whole day ahead of me, and I'm happy and I'm healthy, and I want everyone out there listening to be happy and healthy. And if you're not, pick up the phone, call a doctor. Maybe you got to call a urologist or see one. And I got a great one sitting here with me today, Dr. Abhi Patel. He's a urologist with the Ohio Health Physicians Group. Doc, it's been good talking to you. You heard the website there. Again, we talked about it last week, but you're on that site too, edcure.org. So just anyone, I know we talked a lot about ED in the first and with Dr. Lawrence Jenkins and with your colleague, Dr. Greg Lowe, in the past there. But You're on that site, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do similar work as they do. I offer treatment options for erectile dysfunction or ED, including medications, injections, penile implants, things of the sort. So, yeah.
What's the split between erectile dysfunction types of issues, that mm-hmm. realm,
yeah.
BPH? Is it 50-50? Is it more? What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's about 50-50. And, you know, a lot of guys have both. And so, you know, as you get older, men will have trouble with erections and also prostate problems. And so a lot of guys come to me for, you know, both treatments, so not just one or the other. But.
So they come in and say, well, doc, just give me the whole lot.
Basically, yeah.
I've got it all.
Things have gone downhill in the past year, so fix me up.
Yeah, that's – and we can discuss that and what are the situations, what are the common situations when that happens. But why should you see a urologist specifically – your primary care physician, it's always a good place to start, right?
Yeah.
You see the doctor that you're used to, and he can raise the red flag and say, this is not my field.
Yeah.
Go see a guy like Dr. Patel.
Absolutely. And, you know, primary care is a great place to start, but, you know, medicine is always changing and there's so many new things coming out all the time. And your family doctor is great. You know, it's kind of he or she has a lot of knowledge about everything, but it's hard to keep up with just specific new things that come out, new treatment options within urology. And so that's where the urologist comes in, because that's what we do, is keep up with all the latest and the greatest and things like that.
So if you've got BPH, seeing you, extra important. Seeing
Absolutely.
A urologist, extra important if you've got BPH.
Yep.
You want to make sure you do that.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason is to make sure that things don't get worse. And specifically, if you're bothered by the way your bladder works or you pee, then, you know, seeing a urologist would at least plug you in where you have a person to go to when, you know, things do get bothersome, if they're not bothersome right now.
And this, and also, like, not to go back and say don't go to your primary care physician, but if it's something that is that you kind of maybe you can bypass that and go right to a urologist, because you're going to know, right?
Yeah, like
absolutely. If you're having these issues with your bladder,
yeah,
it's kind of that's yeah. a slam dunk. You're going to need to see a urologist, correct?
Correct. A lot of my patients come directly to me, so
okay.
we don't have to have referrals or anything. Happy
yeah.
to see you regardless. Yeah, absolutely.
So more into BPH. What is just basically what's the first line of treatment that you go through?
Yeah, usually we'll talk to guys about some lifestyle changes. That's the first time. So, you know, kind of figuring out what do you do on a daily basis? How much water do you drink? You know, are you a coffee drinker? You know, are you a soda or a pop drinker? Kind of figure out how much fluid you take in, because that also impacts, you know, what happens when it comes out. So if you're drinking a lot of water before bedtime, you know, maybe you talk about changing that habit, things like that. And once that doesn't work, then you start talking about pills or medications. And there's a couple of different medicines out there. You know, one relaxes the prostate. There's one that kind of shrinks the prostate over time. And so we can start on those medications. But unfortunately, they do have some side effects that a lot of the guys have. And so it may not be a good long-term solution, but it's a good start.
Are you saying that coffee and soda or pop can lead to BPH? You're drinking too much of it?
Well, it won't lead to BPH, but it certainly make, you know, your symptoms worse. And so, you know, coffee and caffeine kind of stimulates your bladder to make more urine. And if you have prostate problems, then you're going to have a harder time kind of getting rid of all the urine. So, yeah, absolutely. It all kind of ties in together.
How do you get guys to alter their coffee and their soda drinking habits?
It's very
That's
tough.
That's pulling teeth.
Yeah, it's very tough. Well, when you get
you drink too much soda, you might have to have some teeth pulled too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Good point. I mean, but if you're getting up at five times a night, you know, then it becomes, all right, well, what's worse, giving up, your morning coffee, or, you know, getting up five times a night to pee and the next day is shot because you feel groggy and tired. So,
why do 60% of men come off BPH meds in the first year?
So there's a lot of side effects that the medicines can have. They work well, but when you do have side effects like erectile dysfunction, it can give you dry mouth, dizziness, it can, you know, be costly, and it's hard to remember to take a medicine every day. These are some of the reasons where we might want to get you off of them.
So then what do you do? If you're not going to take the pills,
mm-hmm.
there's got to be something else to do.
Yeah, so luckily in the past, you know, few years, there's been newer treatment options where we can talk about mini procedures that might help kind of shrink the prostate, where, you know, we kind of mentioned that donut analogy, last couple
right.
of weeks.
But yeah.
you kind of shrink that donut so that the hole gets bigger. And there's a couple of different options to do that nowadays.
Is there something I read about the pills? Is there like if you use them for too long, if you take pills for too long for BPH, that could lead to other things too, like not just that short list of side effects that you were talking about just a second ago.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's some studies that show, especially taking Flomax, it's one of the common pills, can cause dementia.
Oh,
as you get older, which you know, no one wants that.
No, that's one of the worst things you can get.
Yeah, absolutely.
For not just you, but for your family.
Yeah, more so the family.
Yeah,
you know, it's a big toll.
You
on
don't
them. Yeah.
Actually. All for your family. You don't really know.
Yeah, right.
That's
why it's
dementia.
Which is a sad part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, those medicines can have those side effects. And so when you have those, then we start talking about procedures. And I mentioned that water vapor procedure called Rezūm. And, you know, there's another one called UroLift, which where you tack open the prostate. And then there's also different, you know, options with the laser and the good old-fashioned roto-rooter that we can do to open things up, too. So,
why do you have to say it that
I
way?
I know.
you seriously went roto-rooter on us.
Well, the good news is that you don't have to have that because we have newer options. So, yeah.
But we're gonna hammer what Rezūm is. I'm curious to learn more about it. When you're talking about water vapor, it's RE. Z-U-M, is there any, I don't know, not going back to the roto-rooter thing, are there any other options you would utilize, not pills, before you would get into something like Rezūm?
Those are, you know, the Rezūm is probably the next step.
Next step?
Pill's not working. So,
all right.
And when you talk to the urologist, you know, we can do a kind of studies in the office where we kind of measure your prostate, see how big it is, do a scope where we kind of visualize things on the inside and look at your anatomy and figure out what's the best option for, you know, your particular anatomy.
We'll get into that next step. We'll get into that. If you're suffering from BPH, more on what Rezūm is, why it's a good option, why it's a safe option, more with Dr. Abhi Patel, who is a urologist here in town with the Ohio Health Physicians Group. You are listening to Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
Timmy Hall back here with you as we are rolling along on a Saturday morning talking about all these different men's health topics, trying to make you aware, make sure you stay healthy. Got Dr. Abhi Patel sitting in here. I hope we're going to have you for another week. I really do.
Yeah. Well,
what do you say?
Bring me some donuts and I'll be right here.
What's your favorite donut place?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, Krispy Kreme is actually, where I grew up with in St. Louis. So,
if only someone who just tuned in knew why we're talking about what our favorite donut place is. Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, that's kind of what I grew up with. So it's, it's home for me. Yeah.
Donuts are just, it's like pizza, you know, where everybody swears by some kind of donut, some kind of pizza, whether it's a local joint, even there's good national chains, but it's usually something where local joints, they pop up. Like you got Buckeye Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
Up on High Street.
Yeah.
And you can go beyond that. If you ever get out to Dayton, if you ever get out to the Dayton area, Bill's Donuts.
All right.
Bill's Donuts.
Write that down.
And you just get the donut holes.
All right.
That's all you do.
Okay.
And they're cheap. You get like a box of 65 of them. It's like $4.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Next time I'm driving to St. Louis and pass by Dayton, I'll check it out.
Do that, and you will thank me, and then you have to go to 10 Blue Jackets games. That's
one,
the price.
One thing at a time.
that's what you have to do. By the way, the Men's Health Matters campaign, it's going to be running all summer. We want to hear from you guys, the men of Columbus, and if you got questions or topics you want to see covered, call or text 614-349-6316 to get more information on any of our Men's Health Matters topics or to see when the next local educational event is being held. This campaign, it's all about educating the men in the Columbus area, so call or text 614-349-6316. Let us know what questions you have. Again, that's 614-349-6316. Sorry. As we branch off from that, we're looking to get questions from listeners out there. When we're talking about BPH and where you go with that, What's the number one question that you get from concerned patients about what they need to be doing about that?
Well, the number one concern is, you know, do I have it? Is this what I have? Is this BPH? Is what I'm experiencing, you know, called this? And the way, you know, is getting up at nighttime, you know, slowing of your stream, the flow is slower, takes you a while to empty your bladder. All those symptoms are BPH. So
And then once you find out that you have it, you go through different treatment options. Mm-hmm. We talked about pills. Pills might work, but it's not something that's really going to kill it for the rest of your life,
right?
Correct?
Yeah, it's temporary. Yeah. So the next step is procedures, and I'll kind of go through the, you know, the overall, you know, what's out there. So about 30, 40 years ago, you know, it started with a TURP. So that's a word. A TURP is what a lot of guys might have heard. You know, maybe their friends have had it, or, you know, their, you know, family members. But what it stands for is transurethral resection of prostate. It's an old method of doing things. That's how we started out,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, the Roto-Rooter is the other word for it, where you go in and kind of carve open the tissue to make a nice open channel, you know, so you can pee better. But it's got a lot of side effects. So, you know, men started having trouble with ejaculation, kind of sexual dysfunction, trouble, you know, with incontinence, where you leak urine a little bit. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, with those things, then we kind of technology progressed where we had a laser TURP. And some of those symptoms got a lot better. So with the laser, it was less bleeding, you know, a little bit quicker recovery, you know, less bothersome symptoms. And then after that, you know, even newer procedures such as, you know, UroLift or Rezūm therapy came about where they're a lot quicker. You know, it takes 5 minutes. You're, you know, back to work a lot quicker. You know, you don't have those sexual side effects. It's a natural way of doing things.
Doc, what's the difference between those two procedures you just mentioned? We've heard a lot about Rezūm. Yeah. We'll learn more about that. What's the other one you just said, and what's the difference between them?
The UroLift, yeah. It's a procedure, you know, similar to Rezūm in the sense that it's quick. What it entails is, you know, we talked about the prostate donut analogy, where UroLift, there's, you know, you just kind of tack open the prostate with some suture, and that allows, you know, urine to flow a little bit better. So it's got some foreign material in it, but it works, you know, pretty well. And with Rezūm, you're using water vapor, so steam, kind of injected into that donut to kind of help shrink it. It's more natural. Your body's used to dealing with water because most of us are made out of water. And so your body knows what to do with it. So it shrinks the prostate over time. It takes several weeks, but eventually your symptoms get better.
So with something like Rezūm, how long have they been doing that?
It's been studied. I was actually started, you know, it's been 10 years in making. But for the past year or past 5 years, rather, we have good data in terms of patient outcomes.
So not long at all.
No, it's a fairly new thing. But like I said, with these new technologies, it takes a lot of time to study and make sure it's safe and effective.
Yeah.
So we started getting a lot of good data in the past 5 years about it.
Was this, with Rezūm, with the water vapor thing, it's fascinating. Was this something where the idea wasn't there until just a short time ago, or was the technology not there?
Kind of both, yeah. So, you know, once the technology came about, it made the idea easier to realize. And what I mean by that is that you have to kind of manufacture it, get enough patients to, you know, do a large clinical trial, which only happened, you know, several years ago.
So, you're a big believer in the Rezūm. You do this a lot?
I do, yeah. It's one of the therapies I offer for my patients with BPH. And, it's something that a lot of my patients benefit from, you know, especially those that are, you know, concerned with some of the side effects of the more traditional way of doing things.
So. Would you say it's a larger percentage of your patients that ultimately wind up doing this?
Because it's a newer thing, not a lot of men are aware of it. So that's part of, you know, what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
but I think more and more men are kind of starting out with it just to see if it works for them.
What kind of, is there a recovery time? You mentioned it might take a couple or a few weeks for it to start working.
Yeah, so the procedure itself takes 5 minutes, literally. So we, you know, put you to sleep for 5 minutes, do the procedure, inject some steam, wake you up. And, you know, because the prostate swells up afterwards, it does involve a catheter for a few days after that. And then once we take it out, the prostate, you know, your body just takes several weeks for the steam to work and kind of, you know, resolve or absorb the tissue.
Fantastic. Well, we're trying to make it feel as, you don't have to be stressed out about this.
Yeah.
You don't have to be stressed out about this. It's something you can go and get, and you don't have to be afraid about it.
A lot of guys are doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's safe. We studied it, so.
If you're Kevin Durant and you popped your Achilles, you know, that's far worse than like getting this procedure and the recovery time. So treatmybph.com, that's the place to go. It's the educational website. You can learn all about BPH and the treatment options. It can help restore your quality of life, what we've been talking about. If you're waking up and you're having to use the restroom, you got a slow flow, you feel yourself having to go more often later in life, just go to that website, treatmybph.com. Take the survey, understand your symptoms. The Find a Specialist section, it's there. It gives you the contact info about urologists like Dr. Patel and others that are specialists in the area. Go to treatmybph.com, take control. Again, that's treatmybph.com. Dr. Abhi Patel, everyone, really enjoyed it, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
All right, we're going to have much, much more next week. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
You've been listening to Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Listen every Saturday morning at 7:30 or find recent episodes at 971thefan.com.